Thank you for calling Omega Pills. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate
Sure.
the account?
It's Roxanne Javid, JAVID, calling about a recent order.
Okay, let me get that pulled up here.
Okay, thank you. I have the order number too if you need it.
Okay.
But it's kind of a general question. Okay, go ahead. Confirm.
Yes, ma'am. Just to make
Sorry.
sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
It's 1820 East Baltimore Drive, apartment 144, Tempe, Arizona 85283.
Thank you for that. And let me see here.
Yeah, I've been ordering from you for over a year, and this particular product is the oil, the tincture,
Yes,
that I've been
ma'am.
ordering from you since December. So it's almost a year for that too. I mean, I use a lot of your products, as you can see, and I've even added a new one. But this is what, oh no, this isn't about that. Oh, wait just a minute. That's the probiotic order. Okay. No, this question is about something I just opened from a previous order. Oh, let's see where that was, because I think I ordered two of the oil in addition to, I don't know if I ordered it with other, or no, did I order it with that one? No, that one I did separately. Well, I got to look at my records when I ordered the oil from you. I might have ordered it with other things because I tend to make a big order. I'm just going back. Here it is. CBD times two, 20%. Oh, yeah. Okay. This one was from September 3rd. But I was using up what I had, and I just opened those two yesterday. And what I discovered that was different, and I'm a little bit bothered by it, every other CBD oil I've ordered from you has had the marks on the dropper. And that's been helpful because when you guys say a dropper full, it doesn't fill all the way up. It only fills, I mean, usually when I do it, to get the 1 ml, I fill it up to the 0.5 mark and then I do it again. You cannot get a dropper full doing the whole thing. So this dropper has no marks on it. It looks a little bit bigger than the other one. And I'm not, I really like to make sure I just do 1 ml. And so I'm not sure how I'm supposed to do that.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Well, let me see here.
I mean, it looks like you guys changed for some reason, and if so, I complain loudly about it. It doesn't work. I mean, you can't say a dropper full without markings because a dropper full, doesn't bring up the full dropper, and it isn't always consistent how much it brings up. I mean, I've used this every day since December, so last December. So, that's what I have settled with. Sometimes you bring up 0.75, sometimes you bring up 0.5. And so really not to have the markers is really not good because, for me it's important to have the same amount.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, let me see here. Okay. Thank you for being patient.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and let my supervisor know.
Yeah. I mean, if it was just a mistake, if there's any way you guys can send me just the droppers, two of them. If it's a new policy, I'm going to have to reconsider whether I keep getting this from you, because it just is not, you know, I'm really particular about how much I dose, so. I mean, I do notice, I don't know, there's a difference in the top too. It's a little bit harder to open. I'm not wild about that either, but I can live with that. It looks to me like you guys went to some new design and decided to omit the markings. Which you should at least advertise if that's what you've done, because I'm a regular user.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, let me see here.
And I did. I opened both and I tried it to see. I said, well, okay, maybe they've designed the dropper so that when you squeeze it, you get a consistent amount. No, you don't. That's a problem. And especially as it gets lower down, it's going to be even harder to be consistent. And when I first started using this product, they said, yeah, that's, you know, just fill it up and then fill it up. Hold it under your tongue, you know, while you fill it up, and then, you know, you get the full one milliliter. So if you could pass it down, you guys have my phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you get back to me about...
Note here that you want to make sure that you're taking the same amount every day.
Well, my complaint is there are no more markings, and I want to know why.
Okay.
I mean, there are no more markings, and because a dropper full isn't consistent, it has never been, and I've used your product for almost a year, every day. And the only way I can give 1 mL is with those markings. I usually do, sometimes I do a half and a half, sometimes it comes up to 0.75,
mm-hmm.
and so I do 0.75 and 0.25. I think they've designed a better dropper, but they haven't.
Okay.
And I've never seen a thing where they're very specific about the dose. You know, 8 mg is in 1 mL, but you don't have a measure for what 1 mL is. I mean, any medicine you have that has a dropper, they always have the markings.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I'm
sure. And this isn't just something that.
For you now.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it was the pure tinctured CBD oil?
Yes, that's correct. It's what
okay.
I've always ordered.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So one squeeze, when you squeeze it, that should be enough.
But, again, it's inconsistent. If that were the case, I've already tried it. It should be enough, but sometimes you squeeze, it goes all the way up. Or not, it doesn't go up, it goes three quarters, sometimes you squeeze, it only goes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they change a dropper that worked?
Well,
you know, I think they did because people said one squeeze doesn't go all the way up. So they think now, because it looks bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I mean,
it looks like that the dropper is the same.
No, it's bigger. I'm sorry. Okay. It's bigger, and the top has... you know, has a different opening. I mean, the bulb, because I finished one and I used another. Unfortunately, I threw the dropper in the trash, which I'm going to have to probably get out again and clean it. It has a double, the cap isn't just a single, I don't know how to explain it. It says you have to push down. This is a different kind of cap. On the top, it says push down while turning, close tightly. The original one, it doesn't have that. The original one is smaller in diameter. The bulb is smaller,
mm-hmm.
and the glass part is thinner, but it has markings on it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I can, you know, I did this, I tried a couple times to see what, how much I'd get up. It's also harder to open the darn thing. I mean, if you don't have kids, it's not like, you know, I mean, you
yes,
can
ma'am.
Put it in and you, it, like, okay, I just did it. I got it about not quite half. You put it down again. This time it came up a little differently. Like, I don't, how far is it supposed to, you should have had a mark that shows where it's supposed to come up.
Right.
I mean, there's
yes,
nothing. It's just the glass. It's a really, I mean, I'm a doctor, and you don't dose like this. I mean, it's just not, it's just careless.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm, you know, I won't, I mean, I usually do good reviews on your website, but I won't, you know, I'm tempted to warn people ahead of time. I won't, but I'm tempted. I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is, if you want to keep the stupid dropper with the childproof thing, fine. But at least mark on there one where what you consider 1 mL, because people have different strengths with squeezing.
Yes.
And when you get down to the end of that bottle, you're not going to get it even that much up because of air and everything else.
Right.
I mean,
yes,
is there a manager
ma'am.
Who can call me back? The person in charge I can talk to about this?
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me see here.
I mean, she can call me back if, or she or he or whoever it is can call me back if they want to do that. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure here.
Also, remember, you have people of various ages using this. Some people have arthritis. Some people, you know, a lot of people who use your products have autoimmune diseases, MS, whatever. And so you can't guarantee that a young person squeezing it, getting up a certain amount, is going to be the same as somebody who's different. You
mm-hmm.
need to have the markings. I mean, I always used to order in advance, so maybe you changed this, you know, earlier. Like I said, this order came in September, and the previous order was, you know, probably a couple months before that. So somewhere in there you made a change, and I just now opened it.
Right, yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to basically be getting a dropper out of trash to clean to try to use, because I can't use the one you have.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I'm sorry about that. I do apologize.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm just, I mean, you can keep the same dropper, just put a marking on it. All you
mm-hmm.
have to do is put a marking, you know, so people know how much they're using. And I don't know why it worked, it was fine before. Why did they have to change a good thing? It's also going to lead to waste of product, because you just don't know what you're doing. You're probably going to, some people will overdo it. Some people will underdo it. Anyway, is she going to be able to talk to me, he or she, now, or
yes,
is she going to call me back?
That's what I'm checking into right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm getting you to that supervisor now, and also before I let you go, I'm not sure if you have been receiving any vitamin D, but we do offer that as well, and that helps to support healthy bones, muscles, and your
Yeah, I take
system.
Vitamin D already.
Okay.
I'm fine. I take vitamin D. I actually get it elsewhere where I get some other things, but I, you know, I order quite a bit through you, the probiotics, the cream, the
yes.
roll-on, CBD, the tincture, which I may stop ordering. I don't know. I mean, this will be a reason I will stop doing it, because it's just irritating to me. But yeah, if you could pass me to the person.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. I'm getting you connected now.
If we get disconnected, what do I do? Just call back?
Yes, ma'am. You can give us a call back, and more than likely, I will get your call, and I could just get you back connected
okay.
with it.
I only asked because it's happened to me before with other companies, so just want to know what I should do if that happens. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
appreciate
getting you
your
connected
help.
Now. Thank you for calling Omex Health, and you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too.